The next concept is public administration and its scope. Public administration is continuously involved in policy making, decision making, planning the work to be done, formulating the goals, working with legislature, directing and supervising employees, and providing leadership. The scope of public administration has two parts: administrative theory and applied administration. Now, what is political economy? In the traditional meaning, political economy is that branch of the art of government which is concerned with a systematic inquiry into the nature and causes of wealth of a nation. In simple words, we can say political economy, it studies the political aspects of economic policy making and also the economic aspects of political policy making. Now, next we will move on to the most interesting part of the chapter, that is the nature of political science, where we will discuss whether political science is a science or not. Now, the traditional view, as I have already told you, they consider political science not to be a science. Now, what are the arguments that have been put forth and who are the scholars? Now, I'll just very briefly name them. Prominent scholars have been Auguste Comte, Buckle and Maitland. They say that political science cannot be recognized as a science. Now, what are the arguments in support? They say that political science has lack of agreed principles. There are no agreed principles in politics. Scholars have different views even regarding its meaning, definition and scope. So there is lack of agreed principles. And politics cannot be accepted as science. Now, the second point they are saying is that political science lacks exactness. Politics does not provide exact knowledge about state, government and other institutions. Science stands for exactness. Politics does not provide any exact knowledge. So how can you consider it to be a science? They are saying that one of the main quality of science is that we are able to predict. A scientist can make valid predictions in physics, chemistry, astronomy, etc. In political science, you cannot make exact predictions. The lawmakers cannot predict the success of laws. So how can you consider it to be a science? And in the sphere of science, the law of cause and effect is always and certainly present. Okay. But in some, like for example, I'll just give an example, like potassium chlorate, when it is heated, it gives out oxygen. When we add manganese dioxide to it, the process becomes faster. So you see, the properties of oxygen stands predicted. But how can you apply it in politics? Because in some states, poverty acts as a source or a cause of revolution, while in others, it leads to stagnation in social life. The factors which led to a revolution in France failed to produce a revolution in England. So you see, the law of cause and effect, which is a basic feature of science, can never be operative in politics. Experiments are not possible in political science. In science, say physics, the scientists can prove their conclusions. Okay, experiments under controlled conditions can be conducted in science and their conclusions can be proved. But experimentation is not possible in politics. So thus, they come to a conclusion that political science can never be regarded as a science. Now, let us look at the modern view. Now, the modern political scientists, they reject the traditional definition of science. They are saying, no, absolutely not. You can consider political science to be a science. Now, what are their arguments? They are saying that political science is a science because it uses scientific method of study. What is that? It depends upon observations, classifications, interpretations, analysis of data for theory building. It involves systematic acquiring or acquisition of knowledge and not any acquisition of knowledge. There is validity of conclusions of political science through systematic method of study. It has made it possible that political scientists can arrive at valid, verified and tested conclusions. The development of new concepts, tools, methods and approaches, as well as increasing ability to arrive at tested conclusions, have been increasing the scope of prediction making in politics. And on the other hand, it is true that experiments under controlled laboratory conditions cannot be made in politics. However, social experimentation is possible in politics. Like, how can you explain that? It says, the whole of India is a laboratory in which the success of a democratic system has been continuously tested. The use of computers have increased the ability of political scientists to collect and analyze data and help the society to adopt certain policies and projects on an experimental basis. Even scientific knowledge lacks exactness.